This is Campus Connection for Thursday, September 29th, 2016. I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis. Greetings, Burns.
Greetings to you, Kelly.
Let's start with diversity at OSU and the latest grant in support of that effort.
Well, diversity has been a high priority at OSU for a long time, and I certainly embrace that and have tried to increase the number of minority students we have. One of the things, though, that is we need more of are underrepresented minority students with doctoral degrees in STEM subjects. And so we're very pleased that the National Science Foundation has had enough confidence in what we're doing to they've granted a $1 million bridge to a doctorate grant. This award was granted to Dr. Jason Kirksey, who is our OSU Vice President for Institutional Diversity. The NSF awarded the grant through the statewide Lewis Stokes Alliance for Minority Participation Program, which OSU leads. So this will really help minority students. It's a tremendous opportunity for them to earn a doctoral degree and while participating in the national and international research.
Burns, I know you and Ann are involved in a lot of longstanding efforts at OSU, one of those being wellness. What's the latest on the healthy lifestyles front on campus?
Well, it's alive and well, and it's being recognized around the country, which is also exciting. You're right. Bud Saratine was an OSU alum who gave the money for what's known as the Saratine Center, which is all about wellness. So this has been an initiative for a long time, but I must say the First Cowgirl has really picked up the banner and charged forward. And we were just named one of the 26 healthiest colleges in the United States, which is great. And, you know, for us, wellness is so much more than just diet and exercise. It's really lifestyle. It deals with emotional wellness and spiritual wellness and all of the things that affect our quality of life. So we've been recognized several times in addition to this latest award for our dedication to the student health and unique student health and wellness programs. And we want our students to not only earn an OSU degree, but embark on a successful and healthy life.
And finally, Burns, Saturday will be a big day for more than just football fans. Of course, there's the OSU-Texas game at Boone Pickens Stadium, but there's another big event that's on tap.
That's right. The game kicks off at 11 a.m. On Saturday morning, but at 9 a.m., we are going to break ground on the new McKnight Center for the Performing Arts. We're moving ahead thanks to Billy and Ross McKnight's $25 million gift to the project. Other donors have also joined in the effort for what will really be a world-class facility, and one that we will be able to host Broadway plays, national symphonies, and as well as all the on-campus performances that we have. We really have a terrific music school, and I think this will just help it just be even better. And we're going to be announcing on Saturday morning a very exciting partnership with our McKnight Center, but that's still a secret. You'll have to show up to find out about that. This will truly be a premier cultural institution, and we expect to open the center in 2019.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.